There are more than 550 medical professionals on the hospital ship Comfort.
Allô, moi le docteur Mille Etienne.
One of them is Haitian neurologist Mille Etienne. He grew up in New York, and his parents spoke Creole around the house. Now he is on his way toward Port-au-Prince, the now devastated city where he was born. For him, the mission is intensely personal.
The last I spoke to my mom was right before we left. She was just overjoyed about me going down there, crying on the phone.
He said one of his nieces was missing for a day, and a cousin was found alive after 2 days buried beneath rubble. The discovery prompted excitement and another wave of concern for those not found. That concern is shared by surgical tech, hospital corpsman Eve Henry on the Comfort. He grew up on the outskirts of Port-au-Prince, where his grandmother still lives.
My mom, she finally got in contact with my grandma, and they told her that she's okay, so we're happy. No, the rest of the family, we haven't heard from yet. So we're just praying and hoping that they're all okay.
He found out about his grandmother while he was on board the Comfort. He says his thoughts are with the many people in Haiti who cannot find their family members right now, and what he can do to help them. Henry says he is proud to be in the U.S. Navy, and he praised it for its quick response to help the people of Haiti.
Whatever job necessary that they want me to do, translate or, you know, work as a surgical tech or whatnot, I'm here to do whatever necessary to help.
Translators will be boarding the ship once it arrives in the vicinity of Haiti. The Comfort's director of nursing, Commander Mark Marino, told medical staff that translators will be available 24 hours each day.
But even then, 100 translators amongst possibly 800, 900, or 1,000 patients, rotating shifts is going to be a super challenge. Just be prepared for that as well. You may have to wait to do something until you can get a translator.
Dr. Etienne says there are about 15 people of Haitian descent aboard the Comfort. They have been gathering in the mornings to discuss ways to teach the staff about Haitian culture and history.
When you're delivering medical care, one of the most important things is to have appropriate communication and cultural understanding, and that's what we're trying to do right now.
Each day, a Creole phrase is printed out on the ship's schedule so the staff can introduce themselves and communicate with the patients they are dedicated to helping. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, from aboard the Comfort.